You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah. The government is considering expanding prescribing powers for emergency paramedics, allowing them to prescribe certain medicines, including antibiotics, for conditions such as respiratory and ear infections. Supporters say the move could improve access to healthcare, particularly in underserved communities. But some experts are warning that stronger safeguards are needed to prevent unnecessary antibiotic use and growing antimicrobial resistance. I spoke with Professor Bruce Arrol from the University of Auckland about the safeguards needed with this policy to protect public health. What is the government proposing when it comes to paramedic prescribing powers?
I think they're going to give them right to prescribe a limited range of medications, including antibiotics.
And what are the benefits that supporters of the proposal are seeing?
Well, I presume there's going to be people who need acute medicine and have trouble getting it. With simple skin infections, it might stop something getting more complicated. But what we don't want is people who've got coughs and colds getting antibiotics when they don't need them. And that's going to be the downside of the system.
Your main concern seems to be around antibiotics. Why is antibiotics a particular focus?
Because there's too many prescribed in New Zealand at the moment. More than 40% of New Zealanders gets an antibiotic every year. Probably 10% would be a more reasonable thing. And that causes antibiotic resistance. So we're going to end up with a community where the antibiotics stop working if we keep giving them to everybody. Most people each year don't need an antibiotic, but most people get an antibiotic. So that's not a good scheme.
And just for context, how serious is antibiotic resistance as a public health issue?
There was a chap die in Wellington a few years ago of, I think, a fairly simple skin infection because everything, he'd been living in Bangkok and going to the pharmacy and buying himself antibiotics. He wrote to his sister and said how wonderful Bangkok was. You can go and just pay money and get antibiotics whenever you want them. And he ended up dying from antibiotic-resistant organism. So that doesn't happen very often, but we can see increasing resistance. We're often having to change antibiotics in people because there's resistance. So we don't really need more antibiotics. I can imagine in some rural areas that's a bit different, but I think we do have to have some guardrails up. Otherwise, we'll end up with no antibiotics that work for anything. That's the worst case scenario, and we're on the road to that already.
Now, you've argued that stronger safeguards are needed if prescribing powers are expanded. What kind of safeguards are you talking about there?
Well, I think actually they have a thing where they people prescribe according to a protocol. So if they have to meet a protocol thing, then that would be okay. But they're called standing orders. But one of the comments I heard from the government, I think, was they wanted to get all the ambulance people, they want to get rid of standing orders. But actually, standing orders are a fairly good guardrail for people who haven't had a large amount of training.
And is this primarily a training issue or an oversight issue or a bit of both?
I'd say a bit of both, actually, yeah. I mean, they'll have some training, but antibiotics are a very valuable commodity in our community, and you really want them to be used judiciously. And the risk of expanding the number of people who can prescribe them means that we may not have a judicious enough oversight. So that would be my concern.
And besides antibiotics, are there any other medications that we should be worried about when it comes to this prescribing power?
That would be the most likely one. That would be the one I'd be concerned about. I'm not sure what's proposed in terms of severity of illness. If people are very sick, of course, they're going to be needed to be transported to a public hospital. So that wouldn't be a situation where you'd want stuff given.
And supporters argue that allowing paramedics to prescribe could improve access to healthcare, particularly in rural areas or underserved communities. Do you agree that there is a genuine access problem that needs to be addressed?
Oh, there's absolutely an access problem, depending what you want. I mean, there's so many issues there that having a few things prescribed by ambulance people isn't going to solve that problem. I think that requires a lot more boots on the ground. I'm not sure what's proposed for that, but I agree there's terrible problems in rural areas. And of course, you know, if you've got pneumonia and somebody gives you an antibiotic, it'll save your life. So that's not an unreasonable thing to do, but that could all be done by standing orders. And they're a bit tedious for the prescriber, but a well-used, long-used safeguard.
Now, in the bigger picture, do you think this debate reflects the wider challenge in the healthcare system where workforce shortages are pushing more responsibilities onto other healthcare professions?
I'm just at the Nurse Practitioners Conference and they're just discussing that issue at this very moment. We certainly need more people in primary care and in rural primary care. The workforce is widening there. There are solutions to that, but you have to see it as the problem that it is and do something about it, which is done in other countries to encourage people to be in rural practice. There aren't enough incentives in New Zealand, in my mind, to encourage a lot of people to go into rural practice. But that's a different topic.
And what is one thing you would want policymakers to consider before moving ahead with these changes?
Oh, just to make sure there are constraints on the antibiotic prescribing, because the problem, we've got a population which demands antibiotics, things that don't need antibiotics, and that puts pressures on clinicians to give them antibiotics. People think they need an antibiotic because they're coughing up coloured spit. They generally don't need an antibiotic. Very occasionally somebody does. That is, can be a sign of pneumonia, but most of the time it isn't. So that's one of the problems. And you need a fair bit of clinical experience to be comfortable with not prescribing something. It's easy to prescribe something. It takes more skill not to prescribe something. That makes sense.
That was Professor Bruce Arrell speaking about the proposal for expanding prescribing powers for emergency paramedics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.